وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your sacrifices for his beautiful deen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise you in rank. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He who recites a single letter of the book of Allah shall receive one reward, and one reward is multiplied by 10 the like thereof." I do not say that Alif, Lam, Mim is one letter. Rather, Alif is one letter, Lam is one letter, and Mim is one letter. Al-Hakim Rahimahullah narrates a lengthier version of the above hadith. This Quran is a feast from Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. So accept this feast as much as you can. The Quran is a rope of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, a clear light, a beneficial cure, a protection for he who holds on to it, and a salvation for he who follows it. It does not waver whereby any defect is seen. It does not go off at a tangent whereby it needs to be straightened. Its miracles do not come to an end. It does not become worn out by constant repetition. Recite it, for Allah Jalla Jalalu shall reward you for its recitation. Every letter equals 10 rewards. Listen, I do not say that Alif, Lam, Mim is one letter. Rather, Alif is one letter, Lam is one letter, and Mim is one letter. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He who listens to a verse of the Book of Allah, a good deed that is multiplied is recorded in his favor. He who recites a verse, it will be a light for him on the day of resurrection." Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, "I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, advise me." He replied, "Be constant in the fear of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, because it is the peak of every matter." I said, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me more advice." He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Be constant in the recitation of the Quran, because it is a light for you on earth and a treasure for you in the heavens." Abu Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, he whom the Quran preoccupies from asking me, I give him better than what I give to those who ask me." The superiority of the speech of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu over all other speeches is like the superiority of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu over his creation. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The similitude of the believer who recites the Quran is like that of an orange. Its fragrance is beautiful and its taste is good. The similitude of the believer who does not recite the Quran is like that of a date. It has no fragrance and its taste is good. The similitude of a hypocrite. And in another narration of a sinner who recites the Quran is like that of a basil. Its fragrance is beautiful, but its taste is bitter. The similitude of a hypocrite, and in another narration of a sinner who does not recite the Quran, is like that of a colocynth. It has no fragrance, and its taste is bitter. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dispatched a delegation comprising a good number of people. He asked them to recite the Quran. He asked each one of them to recite whatever he knew of the Quran. He then came to a person who was the youngest amongst them. He asked him, "What do you know of the Quran?" He replied, "I know such and such chapters, and I also know Surah Al-Baqarah." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, "Do you really know Surah Al-Baqarah?" He replied, "Yes." So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "You may go. I am appointing you as their leader." One of the noblemen who was present among them said, "By Allah, nothing stopped me from learning Surah Al-Baqarah except for the fact that I feared that I will not be able to practice on it." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Learn the Quran and recite it. Surely the similitude of the Quran for he who learns it and recites it is like that of a vessel which is filled with musk. Its fragrance spreads everywhere. The similitude of he who learns it and lies down in order to sleep while it is within him, having memorized it, is like that of a vessel sealed with musk." Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The one who is an expert of the Quran is with the noble, righteous angels. He who recites the Quran while stuttering in its recitation, and it is difficult for him to recite it, shall receive a double reward." Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He who recites the Quran has in fact advanced towards prophethood between his sides, except for the fact that no revelation is sent to him." Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He who safeguards these compulsory salats will not be recorded amongst the neglectful. He who recites 100 verses in a night will be recorded amongst the devoted." Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He who recites 10 verses in a night will not be recorded amongst the neglectful." It is related that Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah said, "I saw Allah in a dream. I asked, 'O my sustainer, what is the best thing by which those who are close to you are able to gain your proximity?' He replied, 'Through my speech, O Ahmad.' I asked, 'O my sustainer, through understanding it or without understanding it?' Allah Jalla Jalalu replied, 'Through understanding or without understanding, both are the same.'" The reward for reciting Surah Al-Fatiha. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates, "I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, 'Allah Jalla Jalaluhu said, I divided the recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha between myself and my servant. And for my servant is whatever he asks for.'" Another narration states, "Half the recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha is for me, and the other half is for my servant. When the servant says, 'Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen,' all praise is due to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, 'My servant has praised me.' When he says, 'Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim,' the beneficent, the merciful, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, 'My servant has exalted me.' When he says, 'Maliki Yawmiddin,' the master of the day of judgment, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, 'My servant has glorified me.' When he says, 'Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in,' you alone do we worship, and you alone do we ask for help, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, 'This is between me and my servant.' And for my servant is whatever he asks for. When he says, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Guide us to the straight path, the path of those on whom you have shown your favor, not the path of those who earned your wrath, nor of those who went astray. Allah Jalla Jalalu says, this is for my servant, and for my servant is whatever he asks for. The meaning of dividing the recitation between Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and his servant is that half the surah contains praising and glorifying Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, while the other half contains a supplication and an entreaty from the servant to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And Allah Jalla Jalaluhu knows best. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates, while Jibreel alayhi salam was sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he heard a sound from above him. He raised his head and said, this is the door of the sky which has been opened today. It was never opened prior to this day. An angel then descended from it. Jibreel alayhi salam said, this is an angel that has descended to earth. It never descended prior to this day. The angel then greeted them and said, take glad tidings of two lights which you have been given. No prophet before you was given these. They are the opening chapter of the book that is Surah Al-Fatiha and the concluding verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. You do not recite a single letter of them without being granted them. Abu Sa'id Al-Mu'alla radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I was offering salah in the masjid when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam called me. I did not respond to him immediately. Then I went to him and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I was offering salah, therefore I delayed in coming to you. So he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, does Allah not say in the noble Quran, respond to the call of Allah and his messenger when they call you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said to me, I will now teach you a surah, which is the greatest surah in the Quran. I will teach it to you before you leave the masjid. He then took me by my hand. When we decided to leave, I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you said to me, I will teach you the greatest surah in the Quran. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. They are the seven oft repeated verses and the of the great Quran which I have been given. They are the seven oft repeated verses and the great Quran which I have been given. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to Ubay ibn Ka'b. I say he then mentioned the hadith till he said, would you like me to teach you a surah the like of which was not revealed in the Torah, the Injil, the Zabur, nor in the Furqan? He replied, yes, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, how do you recite in salah? He then recited Surah Al-Fatiha. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I take an oath by that being in whose control is my life. Nothing like it was revealed in the Torah, the Injil, the Zabur, nor the Furqan. It is the seven oft repeated verses and the great Quran which I have been given. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was on a journey. He stopped at a place and a man got down by his side. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam turned and asked him, should I not inform you of the best of the Quran? He replied, indeed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam recited, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. What a magnificent surah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. And the noble Quran, unparalleled in its beauty, the everlasting miracle of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the mighty revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that changed the destiny of mankind, revealed in the cave, the first few ayats in the cave of Hira, Jabal Nur. Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read in the name of thy Lord who created. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us conform to this iqra' and recite the noble Quran, ana al-layli wa ana al-nahar. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.